You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 7 minutes after six on Wake Up Tucson. It's the Thursday Friday show. Matt and I are teaching elected officials and some bureaucrats how to drive tomorrow. We'll be with the Sports Car Collector Association doing their driving training at the Marana Airport tomorrow, and should be fun.
Yeah.
Very, very good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Did any of that rain hit you hard last night? Or
wind. Some, I think some sprinkles, but not too much rain.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype on that storm yesterday.
There was a large column of, just looking to the northwest, Casas Adobes, maybe even, I don't know, Oro Valley. I don't know how it worked out for you.
I had the shield up.
Yeah, but you could just see the big column of rain, which clearly was what generated all the wind.
Yep. So, well, it's called monsoon season.
And it was cool wind. So, I'll, at this point, I'll take it.
Oh, I love the cool wind, babe.
Cool breeze. Hey, cool breeze.
Cool breeze just walking through the door here. let's see. It's good to see Matt from the drives back from his trip.
So that's right.
I feel like the whole family is back together again. Kenny was fine.
But, absolutely.
What else? Let's see what we got today. Let's start from the right to the left. We're gonna go to the right. FBI director Ray says there's at least two instances where FBI officials expressed disappointment that Trump survived his assassination attempt.
Okay.
This is at a committee meeting. Brooke Wagner, what's the deal with campaign signs story? We'll get to that.
Okay. All right.
We got to get to that one about how they were excited that the lefties at the glue factory are making money on Kamala Harris signs. That was a news story. it's so good. So good.
I'm excited that my taxes may go down if it goes the other way. So how about that?
I'm with you. The Daily Mail from England does a story about Wadsack doing her 71 and all of this other stuff.
Hip, hip.
And interviewed for this story, former Pima County Sheriff, friend of the show, Mark Napier.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. I didn't see this. This is, I have to check it out.
I did not see this. I love this. This is from Jaffet Serrato at KVOA. I just love this headline. Latino Tucson voters push for Trump victory, comma, other Latinos say they're misguided. That's a headline.
So Latinos are not a monolith. Who knew?
And then,
thank you, Captain Obvious.
After we did our Russian accents, I almost feel like I want to go back to our Italian. Deborah Bernini.
Okay.
Bernini.
It's range, baby.
Retired judge craps on Conover record. This was in the Green Valley News in the last few days.
Goodness.
Deborah Bernini. You know what I want? I want to give the Mean Girls some credit here. Look at Justine and Kathleen Wynn are both in international press. Wadsack,
right? I mean, take the
Daily Mail,
where you can.
Right? And then, of course, the groundbreaking interview with Sputnik Global.
of all the things,
I'm for God and country. With their American flag on our picture, right?
Just
God and country.
Seemed odd to
right?
Look, I was in Russian state media.
Hello, this is Boris from Sputnik Global. I wish to speak to Kathleen Winsky.
You have to admit, it's kind of just funny. Hey, the thing about all the...
We are for Marx and country.
the thing about all of Conover's folks saying, well, Mike Jetty, he's a radical Republican. So he's on Jump In yesterday with Grant.
Jump In Tucson with Grant Kruger.
Jump In Tucson.
Krugereski.
Tucson, our sister city. So anyway, he was going on about being pro-choice and then saying, I'm looking forward to voting for Kamala Harris. And I'm like, yep, sounds like a Republican to me.
I'm telling you. The jump ski. Tom Moltenhoff coming up at Jumping Tucson. University of Arizona working to get more small town students to pay them money. Roll tape.
From Kamala their parents' capitalist income.
This is what happens when you get me on accents like this. Yeah. Democrats nervous about Kamala losing her war chest of money. Scott Jennings of LA Times talks about straight up facts about the CNN panel mourning the end of Joe Biden's campaign. We're going to play that when we come back,
oh,
Matthew.
Boy. Okay, I will get her queued up.
It's so good, Matthew. Yes.
Once it hits lips.
Capitalist pig, Matt Neely. CNN has reality check for people who think Kamala has locked in the, quote, cool factor. No honor amongst thieves. Black Lives Matter blast Democrats for anointing Kamala Harris without a vote.
Okay. I did love that the big kickoff event for Kamala Harris was like, we're going back to 2020. It was rioting. It was a insurrection at the Capitol, right? Hamas got into their the pro-Hamas crowd, I guess, got into the Capitol and caused a stir, defacing monuments.
Not an insurrection.
Oh, okay.
Not an insurrection.
Not insurrection.
No, Pravda guidelines.
You must give me the new playbook because I thought, for 4 years I've been told it was an insurrection. So,
we'll get to the Kamala, her big, this is everything that she says is coming back hard, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we got Kamala promotes depopulation. For climate change.
Oh, my.
She's going Thanos on us.
Oh, my.
She goes Thanos like big purple guy in Marvel movie. Liz Warren says Kamala Harris's biggest accomplishment as VP was visiting an abortion clinic. Border Patrol agents ordered to put on a show, clear streets of migrants before Kamala's first trip to the border.
Now she's going?
Of course she go now.
Of course.
She go to Chicago, dance through bullets and say, very violent city, I went to the border.
I go to Detroit, which borders with Ontario. Sure.
So good. So good once it hits the lips. So, so good. All right, let's do this. I think we have people on today. No, we have great people. Great big people today. We have Matt Neely's on the show today.
Holy moly.
We're bringing him in. We have Congressman Schweikert.
There we go. Now we're getting there.
Kicking off the America's Best Mexican Food. Every Thursday, we're going to do America's Best American Food interview every Thursday now.
Hmm.
And that's going to be Juan Almanza is going to kick it off.
You know him, you love him.
And then the folks from Goldwater are going to be on at 8:07 to talk about ESA stuff and Chris May's shenanigans on there. So we're doing that. Next week when we come back from all of our stuff, we're going to be running best ofs Fridays and Monday.
Friday and Monday, yeah.
Gary Davidson and Bruce Ash on coming back on Election Day.
Hey, all right.
I think Juan Ciscomani is going to call in also that day. Then two Dannys again, Wednesday the 31st, Dan Shearer and part two live, Danny Silesco, concert promoter to the stars.
Hey, all right.
And then
we might even see Dave Slavin, I bet.
That's way happening.
That would be a great thing.
That's way the hell happening. And then we're also working with, let's see, on that day we have, I don't know how to do dates today.
It's okay.
On that Wednesday, we're also going to have the folks from the Heritage Foundation, because you're hearing so much about Project 2024. We're going to have
the lefties think if they keep saying it over and over again, it'll magically appear.
We're actually going to have part of the folks that helped write that at Heritage on the show.
Oh, good.
Next week. So we got that going for us. So Anyway, 1976 presidential playbook. Jimmy Carter beat Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford eaten by wolves. Actually, I was looking at the electoral map for this thing. You know, Gerald won California in those days.
Yeah, Reagan did too. It's amazing.
So
it happens.
So 1976 is the playlist today. And yes, it's disco, man. There's some disco in there. Just, you've been warned.
Prepare yourselves.
We're going to shake our booties later too, which is amazing. So let's play that. Uh-oh, what'd you got right behind my bed, Eric?
1976, Disco Duck.
Oh, is Disco Duck 76? Oh, we might play that. Yikes. Oh, wait till Jim leaves. We're not playing that. Wake up, Tucson.
Give Art Bell a call. West of the Rockies, 1-800-ART-BELL. East of the Rockies, 1-800-ART-BELL. And the wild card line, 1-800-ART-BELL.
We once give Art Bell tour of alien compound in Vladivostok.
Look at this, Betsy. Oh, I love Betsy. She said her parents went to the 1976 convention.
Hey.
And it says she found her mom's an article at her mom's collection of weekly columns that she wrote back in Nebraska. Very cool. Look at this. Love it. Thanks, Bets. Very cool. No moose and squirrel, though. Tom Moltenoff is coming up next. I have no idea who's on his show.
It's the executive director of Toronto Chul.
Oh.
It's, where is it? Right here somewhere. There
Very
it is.
Nice. Look at you.
Jamie Maslin Larson.
Ah, JML. Love it.
JML, EDTC.
Jam on.
Yeah.
Love it. Matt, can you get up that guy from the LA Times? Now, I did not watch the Biden thing last night. I was finishing up Dune Part 2 last night. I will tell you that a couple of my guys in New York were like, they wanted to know if it was an animatronic Joe Biden at the desk. And then I guess the drunk bear at the Country Bear Jamboree is getting retired. Old liver onions or liver lips. Liver lips. So this is... Let's go right for the throat.
Help
here.
Me out here.
Sure, we'll do it. So my crew says, this isn't even a real human was the first one that came up. And then one said, what the F did I just kind of watch? Then one of them said an animatronic Biden gave a fake speech, right? And then one of them puts that the liver lips, which is one of the bears that the country at the Country Bear Jamboree at Disneyland.
Sure.
Liver Lips McGraw, after 15 years, is no longer going to be at Disneyland.
Oh no.
Because of his, because he's drunk, because he's Liver Lips. So it finally caught up to him that it could be, according to the Disney Inside the Magic blog,
okay,
liver lips could be could be offensive to alcoholics.
Okay,
so the reason why
it's offensive to me to drop a Benjamin to walk into an amusement park and stand around in lines all day, but
I've never been a fan of the Disneyland experience. Like, I have I have people that I know who have like the annual pass, and I say, look, I'll put you a little higher on the prayer list. I get it; it's not a problem. So anyway. CNN, I mean, all of this stuff, the selfless, how selfless Joe is. Remember, Joe's always been for himself. Cut the hell. Get the crap. So who knew this was going to happen? The guy from the LA Times, right, talks about, his name is Scott Jennings. Let's play Scott before I run out of time.
It's odd to me that just a few weeks ago, heck, a few days ago, most Democrats were still looking into television cameras and saying that this person is up to another 4 years. I mean, he's obviously running on fumes. They weren't cheap folks, no matter what the government told you. In fact, I still think it's a legitimate scandal how they ever arrived at the decision to run again in the first place. I still think his family and his top staff have a lot of explaining to do. Most of this seemed like a stump speech to me. It seemed like he gave the speech that he always wanted the campaign to be about, which was he wants credit for this record that he thinks is historic and was not getting out of the campaign. I'm still shocked, by the way, at how easy it is to overthrow the president. I mean, I think of this office, I think we all think of this office as being impenetrable. He got 81 million votes in 2020, and then he got 14 million more. But at the end of the day, he was no match for a handful of party bosses who run the Democratic Party. So, look, I'm happy to give him all the grace that he deserves because he's on his way out. But at the end of the day,
yeah, it really sounds like it.
A bunch of people.
That's coming next.
A bunch of people looked into TV cameras over the last days, weeks, and months, and told you a lot of things that were not true about this president. I hope he is okay for the next few months, but it was obvious it was time, not tonight, but a while ago.
Scott Jennings' last appearance on Anderson Cooper CNN.
He is not wrong. Yeah, he is. He is not wrong.
I don't know what happened to Scott.
And you could tell the CNN anchors did not want to hear that.
The lady that's all the way to the left with the short haircut, you can see she does like the head flip, like she's kind of done with this guy. How dare she?
Can we go to break or something?
Ugh. Oh, here we go. I know Barry sings "You Should Be Dancing." It's the other parts I always got. Okay, like a whole midnight. Something about the dawn. Woman takes me higher. Keyboard. Now, what's he say here, right here, Matt? Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. I just thought about it. Matt and I were talking a little off air about this stuff, and I just want to make sure with the Democrats, because there can be some hypocrisy at times. So I know you guys just fell off your chair. So, dovetailing off of what Scott Jennings from the LA Times just said on CNN, making everyone grumpy about a coup and his own family is this is like House of Cards season 12.
Boy, oh boy.
Right? So the Democrat elite anoint Kamala Harris to be the presidential candidate. And you know what they did? They denied the Democrat voters their right to choose. I just want to let everyone know that. That's their big thing. They're a big right to. They're a big choice party, supposedly. Not when it comes with who they need to be in charge. And then all the Mark Kelly stuff. Why would anyone choose Mark Kelly? Ox from the Goonies. Okay, no one knows who Mark Kelly is in the state of Arizona anyway. All right. They spent $70 million on a senatorial campaign, and most Arizonans don't even know what a Mark Kelly is. Right? I could sit him in the middle of the Scottsdale Fashion Plaza right now with a table that says "Meet your local elected official." Just say that. And then you stand there with a microphone, go, "Tell me who that is." And I bet 87% of them would say, "Is he a retired baseball player? Who is that? Is he on the Scottsdale school board?" This is how amazingly forgettable Mark Kelly is. He doesn't do anything that's worth a crap. He's nowhere to be seen in the state of Arizona most of the time. Okay, and they spent $70 million on this guy 24 months ago, and most Arizonans wouldn't know him if they walked right into him by accident. So.
And I will add to that, he made your life more expensive because he voted for all these spending bills.
Yep.
The, what was it called? The, quote, bipartisan infrastructure bill. The Inflation Reduction Act. That was an interesting name. And then I think he was on the side of the other $3 million bill that Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia Manchin stood in the way of. I believe he was a yes vote on that.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
he made your life a lot. I mean, personality the math of what he brings to the ticket aside, he made your life a lot more expensive. And he wanted to make your life even more expensive beyond that.
I mean, so he's on his military astronaut pension. Gabby's on her pension, right? He's making a senatorial salary. He, of course, has whatever business partnerships he's had in the past, and they make money off of the Gun Grab Association. I mean, easy, those two together got to be pulling at least a couple of mil a year. So it's easy for him to say, let's just do this. I live in El Encanto when I'm in Tucson once a month, right? I mean, if there's the rest of you go eat cake moment, it's Mark Kelly, right? And again, we lost against Mark Kelly because Martha McSally was a horrible candidate. That's it. Horrible candidate that her team misspent money in one of the worst campaigns I'd ever seen. Right? That's why you're stuck with Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, there's a dumb party. I don't know if you guys know this. We're it.
But I'll just say, you know, personalities and firsts, you know, first woman president, first, you know, whatever, all that aside, the left, their whole agenda right now is income redistribution. That's it.
That's
you know, people have to get that message out, you know, because everything from these college university loans being repaid or forgiven or whatever, you know, well, that's wealth redistribution. All these minimum wage initiatives that our mayor and mayors around the country and the whole Democratic Party is behind, that is all wealth redistribution. Because I'm telling you, they say, oh, we're sticking it to the man who owns the business. We're sticking it to the man, right? Well, a little bit, because they're getting pinched a little bit, but they're also raising their prices, which means the people like you and me that are buying a fast food hamburger somewhere, we're the one getting pinched. It's extra money out of our pocket, too.
And then the working class that they say they're such big fans of are the ones who just get less hours or lose their job.
Right.
In the end,
And then, you know, Biden, and I think Kamala echoed it. Biden, you know, he kind of went out with this, I want to put a cap. I want, like, national rent control. Here in town, you know, we're going to jack up people's water rates so we can pay some other people's water rates. It's just correct. Everywhere you go, it's just wealth redistribution, and that's all they're into it for.
And when you talk about the billions and billions and billions, I feel like Carl Sagan, billions upon billions of ARPA. Think about this. They really, the ultimate don't blank down my back and tell me it's raining is saying it's the Inflation Reduction Act. We're going to print more money and flood the market. I mean, this is a Milton Friedman seizure moment right there.
Right.
Right. But when they send out that big money, who, qui bono, who benefits, right? In the end, the people who are all, this is back to Rio Nuevo in a way, right? All of those experts and consultants, they make out the best out of all of these things, right? You have and then the construction companies, overpriced public infrastructure. Some of it's needed and some of it's not really needed, right? And so in the end, right, the average person that they say, you know, if you said, Rahina, who do you really serve? And she says, I serve the Hispanic family, working class family that lives in, let's say, Barrio Hollywood, right? Has their life in Barrio Hollywood gotten worse or better over the last so many years? And the argument is they have no argument for better.
Mm-mm.
They have none, right? Because those people, their dollar means less. I was just having a discussion with a restaurateur yesterday, very good man, and he's talking about what he's seeing. I said, how's your summer going? He goes, worst summer I've ever had. And I said, what's going on? He goes, you can tell. I have families that would always come in. They come in less, but now when they come in, instead of getting four entrees, they're getting two entrees and sharing them, a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, this inflation thing is unbelievably real.
Sure.
Unbelievably real, right? And then, of course, gas is, you know, they're doing you a favor by saying gas is $3.09 a gallon. Gas has gone down. I mean, Matt and I heard the guy on CBS News or Bloomberg yesterday.
It's on a daily basis. I know what you're going to say.
The classic inflation didn't go up as hard as they thought it was going to be. So it's signs, it's starting to, you know, whatever.
Prices are going up less quickly, less rapidly than they were.
Instead of the economy punching you in the face and the groin, it just punched you in the groin. So things are getting better for you.
And right? Getting back to your thing about, you know, are the local electeds making it better for the Latinos that they claim to represent? Well, I don't know, but people are so fearless about doing bad things on the streets that they have these street takeovers all the time, right?
Right.
And right around the corner from here, some guy felt impunity to go over 100 miles an hour, get airborne, and kill his girlfriend, right? With Hispanic surname. So I don't know if she is Hispanic or Latino, but she had a surname.
Right.
And this guy, the driver, you know, wherever he is, he felt enough impunity to do this that he could go 100 miles an hour plus because he's like, he knows that there's no cops out there. So again, you say one thing, but you set the conditions up such that it is not better for them and it is not safer for them or anybody.
So one of my dream scenarios on a reality in this region would be, so in Biz Tucson, right, which basically the business community pays money to have fluff pieces paid about them, right? Done about them. And then there's the SALC section. And then they do the Sun Corridor section, which is the same as the SALC section, but somehow they have to do a whole special section, right? Then there's the greatest women in the town. There's the greatest doctors. You know, it's just, God bless Rosenberg. He's killing it. Doing a beautiful glossy magazine, you know, while these people, you know, basically rub each other's back on the screen. Okay. But he always has in his little sections, he asks the board of Sun Corridor, SALC, they all get the same four questions. Right. And it's great. Like, tell us about why it's important for you to be part of making Tucson this amazing, wonderful place. Or, you know, or what do you use shampoo and conditioner or just shampoo? These kind of tough questions. Right. So, again, we're going to do two questions for I want all the elected and unelected officials. And you can put the SALC Sun Corridor geeks in there, too. Right. And you say, number one question, as Chris always wants to be asked, do you believe this is a region on the rise and show your work? Okay. And then the working class Hispanic family, do you think their lives in Tucson have gotten better or worse in the last 10 years? Just ask those two questions and they have to answer that because I'm telling you something, they can't answer it. Either one. They can't even go to the U of A on this one. U of A's got its own problems to figure out right now. And that's where we're at. And this is why the media in this town, this is a target-rich environment. All right? If you're going to make your name in journalism, it's just thick in here for you to go do that. But the problem is the younger folks coming through journalism school who just moved here, you know, and their hair looks great. I got it. Right? They just moved here from Davenport, Iowa, and they don't have any of that institutional knowledge. Or you're in the Timmy Ninsel, Dylan camp where Democrats do no wrong. Okay. But this look what's here. You got it all. You got it all. All the nuts. You can't make this crap up. I mean, between the crime. The fentanyl. I mean, think about this. Let's talk about, let's camera three right now. I don't know why I'm going camera three right now. Thank you. Pío Nuevo. All right. So think about this. Again, Pío, you guys covered it. They're clearing out Pío Nuevo. They're all back. Go over there.
They're just lily padding them, Chris.
Right.
So they got the headline. Right. And they set the perception in people's heads.
Right.
Right. In people's minds.
They're back.
And every day there is a constant flow of cars pulling in, stopping. Do-gooders. I mean, I'm not.
Or drug dealers.
Or their suppliers, one or the other. Stopping and pulling up onto the curb. right?
Yes.
And bringing them stuff. And like I said,
So the clear out was only for the part where the water was getting tested.
So what they're doing is lily padding them. So we'll test this area and we'll move them over here.
Right.
Okay. And it's just back to Joanne's three cups, right? Right. Which one's got the...
Explaining the mosaic quarter deal.
Which one's got the ball under it, right?
But this place has it all. Right? One of you do-gooders, go find that Hispanic family and ask them the question. That's your series. Go throughout Barrio Hollywood, Southside, and go ask Hispanic families, is your life better now or it was 10 years ago? Ask them. Because you know crime's off the charts. Right? We know the cost of food's off the charts. And these are all the things that Mayor Romero wants to celebrate. Right. So when again, think about it. When she had that press conference with Ox and Pete Buttigieg about the partial money to blow up the 22nd Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's closed right now still? The 22nd. Did they close that?
I don't believe it's closed, but I haven't gone over it in a while.
But so they were celebrating because she wants to have her press release where the news shows
been
up.
Closed to trucks for years. But
right.
Yeah.
The idea is, look at us. We're investing in Tucson, mm-hmm. right? But of course, the silent killer is we're now also rate blowing up inflation again for a project we don't have money to complete.
They don't have money to complete it. That's the punchline on that one.
Right. So that's the thing, right? So you're crushing those families.
But again, they set the perception in people's minds that we got the money. We got the juice in D.C.
Right.
We got the juice. We got the money. It's on.
So think about this, right? So even and then infrastructure, it's right there. I mean, how is it not a huge thing about why do I have to be the guy who points this out all the time? All the time. Here's another story.
Tiresome tropes, Chris.
The swimming pools. That story should have been massive. This one's easy, right? Local kids. And remember, this was in June when we had that heat streak that was really... Now it's not so bad, right? We're really more average, right? We are right now. And we got a good little monsoon. But there we had those days where it was 109, 110, whatever was going on, 111, right? And the city that was at the highest budget it's ever been in his life cut the hours of the pools?
Can you believe it?
Right? And then cooling centers, they're going around, look at it, we got cooling centers. Oh, they're not open on holidays.
And what was the call we got yesterday or the day before?
The libraries that are supposed to be cooling centers, all the ACs are breaking on them, so they can't be a cooling center. I mean, this is easy out there. I mean, this is like, there's a barrel, okay? There's a barrel, and it has...
Fowl?
No, it has giant fish in it.
Oh.
It's got cod that's like 20-pound cod swimming around the barrel. They can barely, they keep running into each other. They're so big, there's not enough water. And I gave you a 12-gauge, and you had to go hit a fish with the 12-gauge. That's how easy it is to do real news in this town. You know, and I got Brooke Wagner with, what's the deal with campaign signs? Okay.
And you got Bud Foster saying, well, it was easy for elections personnel to get the date wrong because the state, you know, it's the state's fault. It's the state legislature's fault for changing the election date to July.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Schweikert and Almanza, the new duet coming up in the next hour. Wake up. This is an interesting song. What's it about?
Nookie.
You're on Wake Up Tucson. We are playing the 1976 presidential election year playlist today here on Wake Up Tucson.
Or General Foods International Coffee, one or the other.
22nd Street Bridge is still open. Thank you, Lori. Optics would be great if Mark Kelly, isn't he shorter than Kamala Harris? I love it. Let's do a quick good story to finish off the hour. There's a nice young lady who is planting trees, and it's not Rahina Romero forcing developers to do it. A young Girl Scout in Oral Valley. Her name is 13-year-old Lily McCallie. led her family in planting 3 oak trees at Naranja Park in Oro Valley this month. It was part of her Silver Award project. And yeah, there is actually
good
no
going.
Yeah, there's absolutely no shade at that park. So, but good job, Lily McCallie. What a great name. Good job. I need another 400 trees over there, Lily. Get going. Holidays today.
And 20 years for him to make a lot of shade.
It's National Wine and Cheese Day.
Now you're talking. Now you are talking.
A little cheese with that wine. National Shiraz Day.
Not Sherrod, but Shiraz.
Shiraz. I do like a good Shiraz. National Intern Day. We've had many interns. We've had the great Ryan Larson, our sports intern. We had the original sports intern, that guy Steve. I couldn't tell you the rest of his name. Then Higgins had the weather intern for a summer. And it was one of those uneventful summers where the intern would go, he'd drive down here and go, you know, everyone's going to be 102 and sunny today. We said, good job, intern. Going to Creighton to get his meteorology. And then, of course, Ryan Larson. And then, of course, equal to Ryan is the great Max Daffron, who was our overall. Dang. He's the OG. I love Ryan, but Max is the man.
Did we get Christian in there, too?
Oh, that's right. Christian Schmidt. He was our public policy intern, of course. Thank you very much. He came to our attention when one of his big papers he wrote at Basis Oro Valley is, why did the Pima County 2015 bonds fail? I'm like, oh, that's our kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, National Hire a Veteran Day,
good,
which is great. It's harder than you think. All of these hire a veteran things, programs, they are, I've talked about it before. I wish it would be easier. National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, which Matt likes when he's doing Afternoon Delight.
You betcha.
Culinarians Day. It's Health, Happiness, Hypnosis Day. So that's awesome. I was doing my doing a podcast with the Live the Dream Media guys yesterday, and Clint and Tammy Peake, of course, own Copper Creek Cookies. And they're thinking about doing some chili dogs now. So I went to this is how my life is pretty good at times. Chili dog tasting yesterday with Clint and Tammy. And today is National Chili Dog Day.
Okay.
And then today in the Catholic Church is the Feast of St. James, which I got a problem with, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy.
July 25th is St. Christopher Day. And what happened was they put me on the back burner.
Getting upstaged.
Even though my swag, St. Christopher swag, outsells St. James 1,000,000 to 1. So, patron saint of motorists and travelers, St. Christopher. Happy Christopher, St. Christopher Day to myself.
Happy St. Christopher
and
Day.
And Chris King and all those really good Chris's out
right
there. So, I'm forgetting like 9 Chris's right now.
You are.
So, Chris Squire from Yes, happy St. Christopher Day in heaven, my friend.
Windows XP.
Windows XP, happy St. Christopher Day. Now I'm getting there. All right, when we come back, David Schweikert back-to-back with Juan Almanza, America's Best Mexican Food Series kicks off. Wake up Tucson, 1030 The Voice.